16 on the night for Jordan Duncan, 10 first-half points and 6 second-half points for Jordan Duncan, who, by the way, what are you, a junior, Jordan?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're pretty good as a junior. You did a great job tonight. I felt just, you know, each half was very consistent, especially that first half. You hit a three in the second quarter, one in the first, one in the second quarter. Had a good run there in the second quarter, and you guys were up 21-17 at the break, so there wasn't a lot of a distance between you guys. So obviously that three-pointer in that second quarter was pretty big.
Yeah.
But you've had an interesting
season. Yeah.
Season, yeah. Not just basketball, but football as well. You got injured in football.
Yeah.
Missed the early part of basketball. We're trying to, you know, get healthy, get right. How are you right now?
I'm a little sore, but overall, I've been doing physical therapy every day and stretching, and that's been helping a lot.
Not a lot of kids go through that journey, especially a kid that, and I'm sure you're aware of this, a lot of Herky Athletics relies on you to be healthy and be strong and be a presence, you know, night in and night out, and that can be a lot to handle. But throughout this process, though, for you, what have you learned about who you are as a person, as a player?
We're all a team, but I feel like when I'm on the court, we bond more together. And when I'm not, we have unexperienced kids out there, but it's all helping the team because, I mean, we'll have more experience for them kids. So, I mean, it's all helping.
All right. Let's see. Like I said, 16 points for you, 10 first half, 6 in the second half. I think it can be a little bit of a challenge for a player to judge themselves and their performance. I think sometimes they're a little too hard on themselves. Is that the case for you?
Not really. I just go out there and play, and I mean, if I have a lot of points, I have a lot of points. I'd rather have a team win than have a lot of points.
Well, you got that wish.
Yeah.
53-43 here again. You guys win this game. It's a great night, you know, doubleheader action. You get the girls' varsity first, and I know it was an unfortunate loss for them to Grandview, but you guys helped split it by winning here tonight. But from you know, an atmospheric standpoint, I mean, it was rocking
packed,
in the
yeah.
JV game even when the Herky boys came back and won in the fourth quarter. What's it like to play in front of this crowd while you have some people looking at you here?
I mean, it's like a dream come true. It's cool to be out here with a lot of people cheering, and especially when it gets tight in the game, that's the most fun to be out here.
What's a moment or two from tonight's game that really stuck out about you, whether it was something that you were able to do or maybe Josh Moreland's and one in the third quarter? Just what was that play for you tonight that had you most excited about what happened here?
One play, it was like the first part of the game where we just went on a run, and then like we all bonded, and it was cool to watch because we were like playing together and pressing everybody. And then for all the charges that we took, like Houston had a huge one, and then Josh had a good one. And I mean, Josh's and ones all night. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think he had let's see, 3 and ones for Josh. He completed 2 of those 3. You probably have to give him a little trouble for the first one in the third quarter that they didn't get, but hey, I mean, great team win. Obviously, when you put up 53, there's going to be, you know, that's a score that indicates that there were some struggles, but you guys fought through them, and I'm sure that's a testament to who you guys are as a team, isn't it?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? I mean, what do you feel about this team moving forward?
I mean, we're the farther we go in the season, the more we bond together, and like, I don't know, like every practice is just getting better and better. It's fun to be out there instead of sitting on the sideline.
Right. Are you interested in chemistry? Because you talk about bonding all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I want to be a physical therapist.
Hey, look at that. I was just joking, but all right, cool. Hey, man, congratulations on being our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. You get a free entree, dude, $12 and under it next
nice.
Time you go to Farmington. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. That is Jordan Duncan, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. And the Herky Black Cats boys win this one 53-43.